We're now joined in pregame by Coach Travis Mullenix of the Trenton Lady Bulldog golf team. A great day yesterday and a great way to finish her senior season, at least in the regular season, for Worthing Gas out at Riverside Country Club. Her and a really good golfer, Ava Wersig from Richmond, they ended up tied. They went to a little bit of a tie break that Coach will explain here. I'm not enough of a golf aficionado to really understand, but Coach will explain it, how Worthing got the victory yesterday, and there's just been a lot of good things from all six of the Lady Bulldog golfers this year. They're now getting ready for a weekend of a little bit of rest, and then bright and early Monday, head down to Chillicothe, right, Coach?
That's correct. Yeah, we've got districts on Monday down at the Green Hills course.
You've had an interesting group, because obviously Worthing is pretty established. You have a couple of golfers under her who have a little bit of experience, and I think they're fringe at trying to get through districts, and I think they'd admit the same, and then a couple that are just learning the sport. So you've had groups of girls that are just on different levels of learning this year.
They have been, but it's been a great year, and I've really enjoyed it, you know, from having Worthing there to kind of lead the pack and show those girls what it takes to be a good golfer, and then all the way down to the other gals, those three that came out for the first time this year, which has been, you know, really fun to introduce them to the game, teach them the etiquette part, you know, try, you know, work on their swings and things, and they've made great strides as well. And then, of course, my two in the middle, Macy and Oakley, they've been here for 3 years and are really coming along here, hopefully at the right time of the season. Didn't really have great days yesterday, but their trend line is going in the right direction.
Nice to see Oakley back on the course too, because I know she battled some illness last week, right?
She did, yeah. She had a little little issue with some breathing that one night, and had that taken care of and looked at, so she's ready to go.
As far as Worthing goes too, I was just delighted to see she gets the tie against Wersig and ends up getting the tie break. Worthing has, she's had a lot of situations this year where she's golfed well and maybe been just one or two shots off of the girl in front of her. So to get tied with a really good golfer yesterday, I think it's a good step for her going into Monday.
Oh, absolutely. And she was excited about, you know, playing Ava, because Ava's she's a solid golfer down there, and like you mentioned, she won the MRVC conference tournament for them, and it came down to the last hole, and she was able to put together a good score there and tie Ava. And of course it goes to the handicap hole, which would be number 9 at RCC, and she was able to beat her on that handicap hole.
So in the GRC tournament, and I'm kind of going off memory a little bit here, you went to Cameron on Monday. In talking with the girls on Dog Bites a few weeks ago, and we're talking about that Stanbury is probably going to win the GRC because they had the most depth. Certainly that happened. And from there, it's just, pardon the pun, it's a real dogfight between your team and Gallatin, a few others. How'd you feel like your team performed on Monday, Coach?
Oh, I thought we did great. I was very happy. You know, we ended up third over there. But, having three girls in the top 10 and, being able to compete over there and have a good day, it was a lot of fun. You know, that was Oakley Madden's. That was the first time in her career that she's been able to medal. She had a great day. Her and Macy both, you know, they struggled on their first nine, and then came back and threw in a couple really good scores, and were able to. I think Oakley ended up ninth place, and I think Macy maybe seventh, and Worthing was second. So it was a great day overall, and was really proud of the way they played.
So you figure on Monday, if Worthing comes out and plays like she's capable of, I think she should be able to get through districts. And I kind of mentioned at the front of the interview, if you look at Macy and Oakley, I kind of feel, you know, they're right on that fringe where they're going to have to play well to get through. What do you kind of feel like in talking with them, Coach, are the things that they're going to have to do to get through districts on Monday?
Well, Worthing, of course, like you said, she's got a real good chance. She's been state tournament, twice. So but it's still a situation where the nerves play a factor. And if she goes out and just plays, her average round, she's going to be fine. I know her goal is more than that. But at this point in time, she'd like to be, all district, maybe even win the tournament if possible. But we get to Monday, it's survive in advance, especially at sectionals. But, Macy and Oakley, they've definitely got a great opportunity to move through districts and, who knows, even medal at that time if they put it all together. But they've had a little struggle with some consistency issues here recently, especially in the short game. But there's no doubt in my mind that they can, go out and it'll be a grind. Just like I was talking with Oakley yesterday at our match, that, when things aren't going so well, you just got to grind it out and try to save a stroke every hole. And that's what they're going to have to do on Monday to get through. They're definitely capable of doing it, getting through the districts and on to sectionals, and we'll see what happens then. But, you know, one step at a time, and they're just going to have to, you know, keep their heads on straight, and when they have a bad shot, don't let that turn into two bad shots, or a bad hole, don't let it turn into another bad hole. So, but they can definitely do it.
Yeah, and I kind of look at, if they both golf like they did Monday at the GRC tournament at districts, they'll be right there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if they can put together, you know, a couple nine-hole scores like they did, or at least an 18-hole score like they did on Monday, you know, I'd say that puts them in a really good, gives them a really good chance to move on through sectionals.
Weather's supposed to warm up on Monday, too, so it should be a really nice October day, first day of October to golf for the Lady Bulldogs. It'll be down at Chillicothe Green Hills Course starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. Coach, appreciate the time. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom. Take care.